Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carmen Morrow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Babe moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe scores. Philly moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Zerniel moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Art Houdeman now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Strickland scores. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball towards left. Zerniel settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Zerniel. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie strikes out. There goes Rosen. The throw from Murray to DeMaestri, and Rosen is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Suter moves to second. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Westlake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Babe hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glynn hits a pop-up towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morrow hits a pop-up towards the mound. Houdeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Strickland bunts in front of the plate. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Harry Bird. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Babe hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Finovich now pitching. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Philly reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel strikes out. 2 outs. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neil Watlington pinch hits for Frank Finovich. Neil Watlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watlington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.